Parashat Shlach ends with the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, Parashat Tzitzis. And so I want to speak about a subject relating to talis, and being that my son's getting married in a week from tonight, Bez Hashem. So I thought the subject of the question of why we Ashkenazim, or most Ashkenazim, wait to put on a talis till he gets married, except for the Yekis, also the Sardim, but why do we do that? That'll be the subject of the sport. But again, we start with the Parashat Tzitzis, which is the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, which appears at the very end of the Sedra. I printed the first source. Perek Tes Rav Bamidbar Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Rav Hashem Hashem Amor Lamed Ches. Tabrel Bnei Yisrael Matzor Lehem Vesulim Tzitzis Al Kanfei Demud Al Rosom Al Asnu Al Tzitzis Al Kanfei Sot Cheles and Lamed Tes. Olachem Al Tzitzis Rishem Asol Zchaitem Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem Asisem Osom. Lo So Surah Achrei Vavchem Achrei Nechem Asher Etem Zonim Achrei Psukim that are familiar to all of us from Kriyat Shema. Not that many details are given in terms of the placement of the tzitzis. It tells us in the third of those psukim, Lamed Tes, that you see the tzitzis and somehow it reminds you of doing all the mitzvahs and reminds you not to be led astray by your heart and by your eyes, which tend to lead people astray from time to time. But all it says is, Taber b'nei Yisrael, in the previous pasuk, Amartu aleihem v'asulem tzitzis al kanfei vigdeihem, on the corners of their garments. That's all it says. Which corner, how many corners, again, those details are not found. So some of the blanks are filled in by a reference to the mitzvah tzitzis, the only other direct reference to the mitzvah tzitzis in the Torah, and that is a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, source number 2, Dvarim Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, where it says, Gedilim Taseloch al arba kanfos ksuscho asher techaseloch. You should make Gedilim fringes, in other words, the tzitzis, we're quoting them for the moment, Taseloch al arba kanfos ksuscho, on the four corners of your garment. So here, this pasuk fills in an important blank, that important missing information from our sedra. I asked before, our sedra just says al kanfei vigdeihem, on the corner. It doesn't say which corners, how many corners. So here the Torah fills in four corners. So the Torah tells us that the garment which requires tzitzis is a garment that has four corners. That's the information, or one of the pieces of information added by the pasuk in Kiseitzeh. It doesn't appear in Shlach. For the pasuk in Parshas Shlach, you might have concluded any garment you can put. You know, it doesn't matter how many corners, it doesn't matter the shape, it doesn't, you know, it just matters that it has a corner, so it has one corner, you could put it there. Okay, but the Torah tells us here, it's Arba Kantos Kuso. So the Gemara in Menachos, on Daf Mem Gimel Mebeis, extrapolates as follows, the source number 3, the Chantanya, Al Arba Kantos Kuso, Arba Velo Shalosh. The Gemara says, the garment in question, in order to Mechuyiv, in the midst of Tzitzis, or for the person Mechuyiv to put Tzitzis on a garment, is a garment that has four corners, not three, not less than four. In fact, Rashi in source 4, below Gimel, the talus, balas Gimel, Ptura. A garment which has three, I should stress right here that the word talus doesn't mean what we call a talus that you put on for davening. Talus means a garment, Shnayim Ochzim B'talus. It's not talking in the beginning of Bav Metzia, right? That doesn't mean a talus that you wear for davening. A garment is called a talus. So we'll get to our what we refer to as a talus shortly, but in this context it just means, as Rashi says, talus, balas, gimel, p'tur, a garment that has only three corners is potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. How exactly do you have a garment with only three corners? Well, hard to picture a garment with three corners. So actually, this sugya that I'm quoting here from Menachos Mem Gimel Beis appears also a parallel sugya in Zvachim Yud Chesmen Beis. If you look at source number 5, I didn't quote the Gemara again because the Gemara is the same thing, but Rashi there in Zvachim gives a little more information than he does in Menachos. So we take a look in source number 5, Rashi in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yud Chesmen Beis Velo Shalosh. There Rashi says, Limed al talis shal ba shalosh kafo shepturim in atzitzis. So far so good. That teaches us that a garment that has only three corners is potter from tzitzis. The hechidami, how do you have such a garment? So Rashi says, kigon she'igel achas midal knafeh. You round it off on the corner. Let's say you cut, or the garment was cut in such a way that it doesn't have a corner. It's kind of rounded, or it's curved, so it doesn't actually meet at a right angle. It's not a corner. You could have cut the garment that way, or that was the style, or whatever. That's what Rashi tells us. You round it off. So there you can have a garment with only three corners. So this is that such a garment is put, you don't have to put sitters on. Good. We'll get back to the Gemara now. Menachos Mem Gimel Beis, source 3 again. The parallel sugi is Zvachim Chesem Beis. Gemara says, Ata Omer Arba Velo Shalosh, on the first line of 3. Is that what the Gemara means? Is that what the pasuk means to say? Al Arba Kampos Susa has got to be 4 and not 3? Or in Arba Velo Chamish? Wait a minute. What about a garment that's got more than 4 corners?
what's the story there? Maybe the word arba in the pasuk in Parshas Kesef comes to exclude a garment that's got more corners than four. Okay. So there again, let's Rashi and Menachos doesn't comment, but in Zvachim he does. So jump back now to source five. Bas Chomish, how do you have such a thing? How do you have a garment? So Rashi says, Kigon shechotach me'at min hakrav v'lo igel shnei morshe karnas v'mokom chatav t'nasa k'shnei krafos. Let's say you have a four corner garment and you cut it on a diagonal. So now this corner has two, right? The left side, let's say, will have two corners because you cut the bottom on an angle, right? So then it has two corners. So that's how you can have five or more. I mean, it's unlimited, right? And you can cut the garment different ways. They have more corners. So anyway, maybe that should be potter. In other words, how do you know that when it says Arba Kanfos Susu Gemara says four and not three, maybe it should be four and not more than four? Okay, so Gemara says no. Kishuma Asher Techasavah Arabalas Chamesh Amor. Gemara, the Joshua Rashi there in Menachos Nagum, he says Asher Ribuya. There's a Ribuy. Rashi says same thing as Vachem. Arabalas Chamesh Amor Lechiyuv. The Ribuyo is a Ribuy Asher Techasavah. That comes to include a garment with five. Arabalas Chamesh Amor. So Umani Mekayim Al Arba. So what does Arba teach? Like we said, Arba Lo Shalosh. Good. So our ask now is a typical style of the Gemara. Uma Roy is Lavabas Balas Chomesh Ulahotzi Balas Shalosh. Why do you learn the Ribu that way? Why do you say that a garment with more than four corners is included in the mitzvah tzitzis, and a garment with less than four corners is excluded? Maybe the other way around. Maybe we should ask the other way. Maybe the garment with less than four corners does require tzitzis, but more than four corners doesn't. What gives you the right to go which directions? The Gemara answers. Marbani Balas Chomesh Yesh Bechal Chomesh Arba. Because when you have five, a five-cornered garment has four corners. It happens to have more than four. But it has four, right? But a garment with only three never reached four, right? You don't get to four. Okay? So therefore, Motzani Bala Shalosh, Ein B'chol Shalosh Arba. You want to exclude something, it makes more sense to exclude when the garment didn't even have that minimum. The other one at least has the minimum four, has five or six, etc. Okay, so that's how the Gemara learns that a garment with more than four corners requires four corners or more requires sixes, and unless it doesn't require sixes. Now, it's interesting, the Sifrei, look at two Sifreis. One is here in Parsha Shlach, source number 6, Piska Kuf Tes Vav. There it says, Al kanfei v'gdeim shomea ni af ba'alei shalosh u'ba'alei chomesh u'ba'alei sheif u'ba'alei sheva u'ba'alei shmona. I mean, you know, it can go on and on, right? You can cut the garment whatever way you want. You have more and more corners. So maybe it should be even the 3 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and so on. V'mash v'talamo al arba kanfos k'susa. Yotzu u'ba'alei shalosh u'ba'alei chomesh u'ba'alei sheif u'ba'alei sheva u'ba'alei shmona. That excludes a garment with only 3 or 5, 6, 7, or 8. The same thing in the Sifrei and Parshas Ketzer, in Devarim, Piska Resh Lamed Dalet, Al Arba, Yotzu Bala Shoshu, Bala Chomashu, Bala Shreshu, Bala Sheva, Bala Shona. Now, wait a minute. So is that arguing with the Gemara? Because the Sifrei seems to say that a garment with 3 is excluded from Tzitzis, and a garment with 5, 6, 7, 8 is also excluded. And our Gemara didn't learn like that. So what the Sifrei means, and that's how the Rishon explained, and I have it in the Rush over here, the Sifrei means no. It's not arguing the Gemara. If it has more than four corners, it is, you are chayav tzitzis. But you don't have to put on all five, sixes, just put on four. You follow? In other words, when it has only three corners, like if you rounded it off, so then it's putter totally, nothing. If it's got more than four, you have to put tzitzis on it, but you don't have to put tzitzis on all eight corners, just on four of them. That's what the Sifrei says. What's that? Probably, yeah. Now,
what does a five-corner garment look like?
So we said, I have it here, Rashi and Zohar, before we came, Rashi and Zohar, if I take a garment and I cut it on an angle, so now I have two corners over here, right? So
I'm saying
five,
even...
5, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Have two angles over
here. Yeah, that's what it says. Now, you look in the Rosh, in source number 8, we have in the back of Maseches Menachos, it's not the regular, I mean, it's the Rosh, the same person, but the Rosh comments only on the Halacha L'Maisa section. Maseches Menachos has a lot of information about the Tzitzis and Tefillin, and about the Tumah and other things, which are some which is rather halacha l'maaseh. So the Rosh there comment is called halacha l'maaseh. So it's from the back of the Rosh from Menachos. So Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Gimel, source number 8, the Rosh quotes this. The Rosh quotes the whole Gemara, and he quotes the Sifrei as well. And he explains what I just told you, that I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but take a look at source number 8. First he quotes the Gemara, then he quotes the Sifrei as well. And then he says, Nira li the Hachi Purusha, 3 lines in the bottom. Elok siv ela al kante vidayim hava mina dechol k'nafayim sheish lebegel amatar la so tzitzis. I might have thought that maybe every corner, once you were the garment that requires tzitzis, maybe it's required in every single corner, right? So, whether it's got four or eight or however many you cut it, however you cut it. Talmud Omar al arba kanfos nismatu ma'at arba ubal gimel posel atin hitel arba. Okay, you gimel posel altogether and so on. But that's what the Rosh explains, like I told you, that the Sefrei is saying that when you have the garment that's got five, six, seven, eight, whatever the number of corners, you do have to put tzitzis on that garment, but only on four of the corners. And that, in fact, is how the Rambam Paskin, and by mistake I put the wrong source here, number nine, it should be in Hukos Tzitzis, the Rambam Parag Gimel Halacha, if my mistake. Okay, so I have the wrong source printed here, so I'll read it to you inside. I apologize for that. You'll have to take my word that I'm reading it accurately. The Rambam says in Parag Gimel Hukos Tzitzis Halacha Aleph. There it is. Ksus shechayev adam lasas patzitzis on a Torah, he ksus sheyesh arba knafayim o yoser al arba. The Rambam says a garment that requires tzitzis is a four-cornered garment or more than four corners. The tia midosa that he tells you the measurement has to be large enough, a certain size, not a problem. Now, okay, but halacha beis aval talus shel sharmin, and it depends what it's made out of and so on. Okay. Then he tells you it's got to be squared in a certain way, but halacha gimel al arba kanfos ksus balas arba lo balas sholosh. Okay, al arba kanfos means a four corner, not a three corner. I'm passing like that gemara. In kain balas arba lo balas chomesh. No, talmud loma shet chasaba. Of course, the whole gemara afilu balas chomesh. Yosher alzeh. The loma ani mechay balas chomesh upota balas shosh. Ushteim ena balas arba. Why is five required and three isn't? They're both not four. Neshiyesh bechol chomesh arba. Exactly what he said. And then the Rambam says, Laficha, kishu osa tzitzis balas chomesh or sheish, ena osa ela arba knafayim. Just like we saw in the Rosh. When you make tzitzis for a garment that's got 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever is number of corners, more than 4, you only have to make tzitzis for 4 corners. Shenem al arba kanfum. No, but then he adds them, sorry. You may, and also al arba kanfum. Which ones? Hamaru chokos zumizu. You put it on the 4 most separate, 4 extremes, so to speak. That's around the edge. And then he says, Shenem al arba kanfum susko. So we can see the same thing. Now back to the sheets again. Look at source number 10. So Aruch paskins this way in Hukos Tzitzis Aruchaim Siman Yud Sif Aleph Talos She'ein La'arba Kanfos Ptura. Talos, the garment does not less than four corners. Potter Yeshu Yosem Midal's got more than four. Chayeves, it's obligated. But also La'arba Tzitzios Ba'arba Kanafam Ruchoko Zumi Zul Yoser, the four extreme corners. Then the Shabur explains in the Sifkot and Beis there in Siman Yud Ptura, he quotes his the Pasuk, Al-Arba Kanfos Tusla, the whole Drosha, and exactly like the Gemara says, but he adds in Sifkot and Gimel the following, even on the Mechaber Paskins, that you have to put it on, if it's more than five, he writes, Yesh Potrin. There are some who say we don't Paskin that way, that if the garment's got more than four corners, you don't have to put it on. And therefore, says the Nishabur, stay out of the problem. Lachain ein lasos bes bas hei lechatchila. Don't make a five-corner garment. Lechatchila. Okay? As a matter of fact, this touches on a problem which is not, you know, certain tzitzis. We all you see two different kinds of tzitzis at the top. Some are rounded, others have a slit that comes at V-neck, a slit that goes all the way down. Okay, which is better, it's more comfortable, I think. But the problem is, are those extra corners? Think about it. Okay, right? But think about it from the picture of those tzitzis. Maybe something wearing tzitzis. If it has that slit over here, now you got corners right on top. Right? So yeah, that's what some don't like those. What? What?
Center of the garment.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. I'm just saying, but that's why some people like to get docked around
the one. Okay, I take so, getting into this topic.
Yeah, that's what the Mishavur says to try and avoid. Some people prefer rounded. Yeah.
This issue of a rips, then we might have a...
That's another issue, right? Sometimes it's a tear. You know, maybe rounded or whatever, but it rips, you have more corners, so it's best to stay out of this problem. Okay, so all that's the background. It's the cost of the program, I don't remember who else.
I mean, it's less number,
because it's a mashma against the Gemara, but the Mishnah is chosen for it. Okay, now, it's interesting, where does this guy get four corners, because it's strange, we have to stop to think about it now for a moment, but our regular clothes don't have four corners. Okay, now not our shirts, not our other shirts, so the regular polo shirts, t-shirts, whatever, the garments that we wear don't have four corners. The Tosfos points out in Erchin, Daf Beis on Beis, source number 12, Akochah Mitzitzis. The first of the Gemara there says, everyone has to put on Mitzitzis in Yeshem Talis, if you have such a garment. The Tosa says, if you don't have such a garment, you have to go out and buy it. Lo lemanam is chovas, tal lemanam chovas gavet, and the manam is the chiv to put on tzitzis a din in the garment, a din in the person. I'm not going to that problem right now.
So
you don't have to go out of your way. Let's say we don't tefillin, you have to get yourself tefillin, but apparently with tzitzis you don't have to go, you don't have to go out of your way. Now he refers to a gemara we're going to see later that a certain malach criticized of katina. We're going to come to that in a moment. We'll skip that for right now, but he says that which he was going to get punished for, we'll come back to him in a moment, says Tosis, third line towards the end, Hainu dafka ba'osan hayomim dechola talisas hayobas arba kafos. In those days, that was the style of dress. So the Malach got angry at Katina because he went out of his way to wear a different type of garment, but that wasn't the norm. It wasn't a normal style of dress. So Tosis says, we're only angry at a person who goes out of his way to dafka and not wear a four-corner garment. That's because in those days, that's what everybody wore. Okay, if you picture it, like the toga, whatever, like the Greeks and the Romans, you know, you see in the movies and the pictures or whatever, they wore these type of, basically a big sheet kind of draped over you with a little belt of some sort. That's all it was. It wasn't tailored, you know, in the ways we have garments today. So that's what they wore, at four corners. So for that, Avo Bismana Zestas Tosus, Sharova Talisus Turin, most of our regular garments are potter anyway, ain't onus Lumisha ain't a kona arba conflict. There's no punishment, don't buy it, no punishment, right? Because you only have to put it on if you have such a garment. You don't have it, you have to go out of your way and so you don't get punished. Now, it's interesting, this concept appears elsewhere as well. I mean, I don't, let me see if I have it here. It didn't appear in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, the Shittim Kubetzes, is printed on a page. It's not on the computer. I don't have it here. But the Shittim Kubetzes, no, not Menachos. I mean the Erchin. On that Tosus, let's see if I have it over here. Here it is. On that Tosus Erchin Daf Beis on the base. So the Shittim Kubetzes is printed on the page. So in Os Tesuav, the Shitta says Gilayon. However, one second. It's a funny Tosus. Katos is saying, you don't have the garment, forget about it. That seems what he's saying. Right, I was in your deacon, lo yuchalikos. But at the end, Tosus says, you know, you only get punished if you don't. Doesn't sound like a big deal. So the Shittim Hetzes qualifies, and those Tesrov, give it on miu tzorach lishtadel, lekayim kol amitzis. Right, you should try and go out of your way to do a mitzvah. And that's what we do today. We go ahead and we buy a four-corn garment in order to put tzitzis on it. Or in order to have tzitzis on it, but technically your brother, you should go out of your way. He says, for example, where we learn that from? Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu had a toy of lechon with Paris Arts. The Gemara said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? To eat the Jaffa orange, or have a falafel or something? Why was he so nervous to go into a shawarma and then to go into the
store?
That's another problem. Okay. Ela mitzvah, this part, the culture of mitzvah tzitzis, shkula keneg kol mitzvah. He quotes from this from the Rush. He said, a mitzvah like tzitzis, which is a high ranking mitzvah, shkula keneg kol mitzvah, like we had back in the first source. So Tosus, to the Rosh, is sort of qualifying. Tosus doesn't mean to say it's not a good idea to wear tzitzis, but he's just saying you don't get punished if you don't. There is a Gemara in Pesachim. Let's take a look in source 13. Kuf Yud Gimel with Beis in Pesachim. Shiva Menudim L'Shamayim. There are seven people who are, we'll say it calmly, frowned upon by heaven. Right? You know, Elohein, Yehudi Shein Lo Isha, someone's not married, Vyashesha Isha Ein Lo Bonim, he's married, no children, Vyashesha Bonim, Ein Lo Megadim Lo Talmud Torah, he don't teach Torah children, Vyashein Lo Tzulim Barosha, doesn't put Tzulim on, or Tzulim Bizarre, on his head or his arm, Vitzitzis Bevigdo, or Tzitzis on his garment. Some of them have tzitzis. Mezuzah the pisro, mezuzah on the doorpost. Amoneh menala miraglov. It's a different issue. Yeshom av mishen meis mechaburus shal mitzvah. Actually, Rashbam says, rather, again, psachim kufim gimor is mechaburus mitzvah. Kigon mitzvah shal bris milo, bas kanagon. You don't go to a mitzvah or a big wedding and so on. You're invited. All right, that's why we don't invite the bris. All right, anyway, the toast is there and psachim says, wait a minute. What do you mean, ain lo bonim? Some people, they're not able to have children. There's a hormonal issue or a medical issue. It says the menudel shamayim, frowned upon our kashbara having children. What do you mean? So Tosa says, no, near a dafka aide pshioso, shayna misasik peribiribi, he doesn't do peribo. It's not that he's able to have children, he refuses to do it. Dumi dachrini, like the other things in this list. Okay? He says, "Misha'eno tefillin barosh ozor betzitzin b'vlado, ma'ir b'shiyesh lo ve'eno manichan." The guy has tefillin, just doesn't put them on. The guy has tzitzis, just doesn't put them on. Oh, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Okay, and then he says, "I feel inami, I feel u'eno yesh lechazal havi asma dechid." And even if you don't have, you should try and get them.
Right? You should try and get them. Like it quotes that story, Moshe Ben Gwan sold it off the Dalai Lama. Moshe Ben Gwan wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael and so on. Okay? So the same thing with tzitzis. You should certainly try and get tzitzis. And that's the next Gemara to which the Tosus and Erechim is referring. I printed it over here, 16. Menachos Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Malacha Ashkechela of Katina. A Malach appeared to Katina. I know it was a dream or whatever it was. Okay, Katina is one of the Amorim, so a certain Malach once spoke to him and rebuked him because he saw the Michsi Sedina. He was Sidna. He was wearing some type of a Sedina, some type of a linen garment. Rashi explained in 17 again, Menachos Mem Aleph Man Aleph, the Michsi Sedina, the Lo Havala Tzitzis. It was a certain type of garment. The technical reasons wasn't chayiv and tzitzis, and he was wearing it during the day. It was a cool garment, and so on and so forth. So Amar Lei, so the Malach said to him, "Ktina, ktina, sadina bekaita v'sar b'lebitzitra. You're wearing this linen garment in the summer. Kaita is kaias in the summertime, and sar b'lo, some type of a cloak. Rashi says sar b'lo could go an osin shalom shein agulin. The ain lamel shnei kafayim lematav tur mitzitzis. It was a certain type of cloak that only had two corners." Said the Rashi said apparently that was common in his day too, and that's what this man of Ktina wore in the wintertime. So the Malach said to him, you wear this garment in the summer, it's part of from tzitzis. You wear a different garment in the winter, it's also part of from tzitzis. So tzitzis are tchelis, matelei. What's happening? It's a tzitzis. The Malach rebukes Rav Ktina, he never wears tzitzis. He always puts on garments that are not chayav in tzitzis. So Amalei, Anshisu Ase. So Rav Ketina, what's the matter? You're going to punish me for, am I going to get punished for violating Ase? We don't get punished for Ase. So Amalei, let me tell you something. Bizman Dika Rizchan Shinan. You know what? When a Kosh Baruch Hu is angry with you for something else, he'll bring this into the mix too. You know, it'll pile on. You're right. It won't start up on an Ase. But you know what? When they're looking for black marks on your record, there'll be another black mark on your record. So, that's what Tosus talks about. But I don't go into detail. I would look at Tosus 18. Mem Aleph and Aleph and Achaz Yuvas on Shisu Ase. He says, Ki hai, she'ein adam chayv liknos talas hamechuyu. The different types of assays. There's a hierarchy of assays. Certain assays the Bezen will force you to do. But this assay, which is totally in your having a certain garment. So what's the upshot here? The upshot here is that if you don't have this type of garment, it's not an absolute assay. It's not called an assay gomor. That's the Tosis Lashon. If you don't have these type of garments that has four corners, so it's not an assay gomor to put tzitzis on it. Okay? So again, this is highly same issue, right? Same question. A guy lives in a tent. Okay, then they put him in a mezuzah. A guy goes camping for 2 months and he's going to live in some tent. Is that mechuyav to put that doesn't have a certain type of pesach? You have to put him in a mezuzah on. Same thing here. So now the question is again, this is directly relevant to us bizman hazeh, because I said before, our garments don't have four corner garments. So it's interesting. The Abarbanel makes a very fascinating comment here in Parsha Shlach, source 19. Abarbanel, Perk Tesvav, here in Parsha Shlach. So he says, Amru al Kantar Dam Ramaz al Ksusa Elyam. Now, Tom says there, Rabbanu, like we saw before. Shabizmaneim hayu nogim lilbos al kol bigdam meil bal arba kafayim. The Barbanel says in the ancient times, they always wore over their undergarment some type of a jacket or something that had four corners. And they wrapped themselves, again, picture of toga. They wrapped themselves in that type of a garment, you know, that like we have today, our talis. And the kanfei ameil mispastim on the corners were scattered in different directions. So therefore, tibis baruch shatitzah tiyem atulim, and that's the zeroinian reason so fine. But then the Abarbanel is a fascinating deal. And the Gemara doesn't make this deal, but the Abarbanel does. Look at the second last line of 19. The Omar pasulam tzitzis al kanfei vigdeim ledorosam. First, the Pasuk says you should have tzitzis ledorosam. Why does the Pasuk have to specify that this fits a flaw? Everything is a dorosam, whole Torah is a dorosam, right? Except for those things that are rosho, whatever. But so why does it have to specify here ledorosam? Look what the Abarbanel says. Lahagid she'af behemshech hadoros im lo yinagu b'nei Yisrael lilbosh me'ilim. If there comes a time in the future when it will not be common practice to wear this type of four-cornered jacket, yasu al kol panim beged me'arba kanfas v'yasu l'tzitzis. Yasu l'tzitzis. You have to go ahead. That's what we do. The Abarbanel is a tremendous chiddush. I mean, it's what we do. And it's not a drosh in the Gemara that I know of. But the Abarbanel says that's what we learn from the word l'dorosam. The Torah is foreseeing, so to speak. And there may come a time in the future
future. It did happen that the common mode of dress was not to wear these type of four-cornered garments anymore, and yet still there's a chiyuv on the Jew to go ahead and get a four-cornered garment to put tzitzis on. Again, it's no gevur zman hazeh. And look what he says, the last line, umizeh hisbar tos. And from here you see it's a mistake. Ha'omim shim yirtze shalol lubos palace ba'al arba knafayim eno chayim mitzvah tzitzis. Says there, Barbanel, my opinion, it's a mistake that which people say, oh, so I just won't wear a four-cornered garment. I'll pot to myself up in the mitzvah tzitzis. Now, Barbanel says strongly, more strongly than some of the others we saw. The Rosh says it's a good idea. Tosa says, you know, it's a try. But there, Barbanel, just found it very fascinating. Says a very strong terminology. Anyway, so,
back in those days,
yeah,
it would have been customary for people to wear 3, 4, 5 sets of...
Possibly, if they had they wore so several layers.
Yosei with one. Every single beged had to have...
Six. Yeah, if you wore... Yeah, I think so.
Because of different chinos.
Yeah. But he's not saying different sheets. In the olden days, you had to put on 2 layers or 3 layers. They would all require sittings, right? But again, I think somewhat striking in the sense that he's saying that that's what we learn from the word L'doro Son. The Torah itself is saying there'll come a time, maybe there won't be common fashion to wear these types of clothing, but you have to go ahead and get the tzitzis anyway. Good. Now let's say, what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Source 20, Archaim Simon Chav Dalet, Sif Aleph, Im Ein Adam Lovesh Talis Bas Arba Kanfos Ein Achayim Tzitzis. Technically, so the Shulchan Aruch, a guy doesn't wear a four-cornered garment, so you talk, you don't have to put on tzitzis. V'tov v'nochon, says the Shulchan Aruch, but it is good and proper. Leos kol adam zor lubos talos katan kalayom. But it's proper to wear a small such garment, a small four-cornered garment, all day. Kadesh yizkar mitzvah chol rega, to remember all the mitzvahs and so on. V'alkein yishpo, and that's why you have 5 things, or with the 5 knots, because the chamish shekum shek Torah, and whatever. Okay? And then he says at the end, Lefachos yizahar sheyeh lovos tzitzis b'shas ha-tfilah. Now this is something new. Shulchan Aruch says, at least when you daven, you should have a four-cornered garment with tzitzis. Now that's interesting. The Mishabura, well, I mean, where does that come from? We didn't see that in the Gemara. Well, and we're saying it's a good idea, and Barbanel says that there are some and everything else, but the Mechaber here is telling us that b'shas tfilah there's a special chiyuv. So the way that comes, yeah, okay, but why? Same thing. At least when you daven, why? So the Mishnah Berurah writes again. It's in Chav Dalet or Chaim Sif Katan Gimel. Quote: it's Rishas Hatfila and Kriya Shema. Why? The Isar B'Zohar Parsha Shlach Lecha. It's because of the Zohar. I don't quote the Zohar that often. No, I'm not an expert in any kind of mystic literature, but you know, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Zohar here. We have such a Gemara. The Gemara says it by Tefillin. The Gemara says if a guy says Kriya Shema during a time he's chayav to put on Tefillin, he doesn't have Tefillin on, so you look like a hypocrite. Right? You're reading Psukim Ukshartam Los Hayav Dachar, and you wear yours. Okay, it looks like you're a faker. Okay, a fraud. So the Zohar seems to have the same comment with tzitzis. You're going to say Kriya Shema, and you're going to say the third parsha, then I'll saw tzitzis, I'll cover them. So wear your tzitzis. So therefore, that's what he's supposed to do. And therefore, it's interesting that because of a chayod, and he says, Lo tov osim hamon am shmispalim b'derech below talis gadolim. It's not right that people down without a talis. Talis gadol. He says, you know what? Why is it? He says, Al pirova talis cotton ain't a sikidin b'chol protos. Because it's a lot of problem talis cotton. There's issues about the size and the measurements. Not our topic now. But the Chayyim says a lot of the time talis cotton, it's a shiloh with the yotzei and so on and so forth. Right? I've got different problems. So the truth is, you put a talis gadol on, then he says, you don't make the broch anyway, but talis cotton. Yeah, okay. I don't go into that issue now. But I'm just saying, and you wear sleep at night, whatever. So, but the point is, you have that a special garment for David. Where does that come from? It's not so clear, but it's an earlier source. The Mechaber didn't make it up. Okay, so it appears, first of all, in Ibn Ezra, here in our Parsha, Source 22. Ibn Ezra, in Parsha Shlach here, in Perek Tes Vav, on Pasuk Lamed Tes, Behine mitzvah kol mi sheyesh lo beged barba knafayim shiskas above the tomid. It's proper to wear the four-corner garment all day and don't take it off, l'man yizkuru. Okay, interesting. Ibn Ezra is not known for quoting the Zohar. Okay, and Ibn Ezra is not quoting the Zohar here either, but he says the same idea. Ibn Ezra says that during Kriya Shema, you're going to say, reference the third parsha of Kriya Shema to the mitzvah tzitzis, it's not proper, you shouldn't have tzitzis out at that point. Okay, rak lefi daiti yoser who chayv lisata v'titus b'shara shos mishas tefila. He says, I think it's more important to wear talis and tzitzis not during davening. Why? L'man yizkor v'lishkor l'asa aver b'chol shos. He won't make averes. During davening, ki b'shas tefila yas aver anyway. Lo yas aver. During davening, you're not going to do that many averes anyway, hopefully. Okay? Yeah. All right. Now, Rabbeinu Bechai, also here in Parsha Shlach, it's also 23, Rabbeinu Bechai is on Pesach Lamed Ches here in Perek Tezron, Parsha Shlach. U'b'loshan chachamim nikra talis. That which we wear during davening, loshan chachamim, a common parlance, called a talis. He says in Lost either Romans or not Tilis Minara, final uplifting. Yeah, no, same idea, exactly. Same exactly. Is that Remez la Kashbar Hushumula Miromala call fine. And where do you like the idea of during davening? So listen to this, says the Rabbi Abachai. But it's Sabil is Atev Bobin Masha Darshu by Abba Hashem Alpanov. Right, the famous Goran Rashon, Daf Yud Zan and Beis. It's all printed here. Va'avar Hashem Alpanav, right, when Yud Gimel Midas, what's the Gemara say? They say, Elmole Mikor Kosu Yev Shalom, Kaviyacho, remember this Gemara? Melamed Shinis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishlich Tzibur. Remember this Gemara, right? It's Va'avar Hashem Alpanav Ha'ikra, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, when he was revealing the Yud Gimel Midas, the Shalosh Shem Midas Rachim, Tamosh Rabbeinu, wrapped himself up, as it were, in a talus like a Shiach Tzibur. The herald of the Moshe Messina, Vamala Kozman, Shisroch, Chotim, Asel, since that's the Gemara, right? HaKadosh Baruch himself, as it were, wore a talis, dressed himself up like a shliach tzibur. So says the Rabbi Nachai. V'hakavona b'mamar zeh shabol l'amdenu seder tefila u'bakosha eich nischal lefonav. This Gemara is teaching us how we should petition and call out to HaKadosh Baruch. How? With a talis. V'shnisatev b'talis, when we put on a talis, nizko lefonav shosh emidus b'kavona v'yicholav zeh. HaKadosh Baruch hear our tefila, so forgive us. Right? So that's the idea. Talis. And that's really what Nisatef is. It's a signal of Slicha and Kapara, and the white is because, you know, Yuchas Achem Kashoni Galbino, and so on and so forth. So, Rabbeinu Bechai is telling us an interesting thing. Why do you wear a talis? Because a talis reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressing in a talis and forgiving our sins. So that's another reason why it's especially important to wear it during davening. Tosus says the same, similar idea. Brachas of Yud Dalam Beis, Durmasu Monach Tzulam Matzli. Okay? Talks about an interesting question: what if a person first gets his tefillin between gula and tefillah? You know, we have a din of smichas gula tefillah. You're supposed to juxtapose the bracha Hashem Kol Yisrael at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. What if a guy didn't have tefillin? He just bore his tefillin right at that moment. Okay, so to mehasa mashrus is tosa shemuto laniach tefillin ben gula tefillah v'chein betalis maniach adam taliso ben gula tefillah. If a guy just gets his talis just then from borders, he can even be mafsik ben Kol Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei.
Okay, for is it better to do it?
Delay.
No, the bracha or after
the bracha? I think in the middle of bracha. Tells the whole story. They waited. He already put his talis on and so on. Okay. Then Tosus suggests perhaps a difference between tefillin and talis because he said by tefillin it's made a sheker about small. But we saw that with tzitzis too. But the Tosus didn't know about that zohar or didn't pay attention or didn't worry about that zohar.
Not
he says, tzitzis, and therefore he thinks maybe it should be a hefsek. Maybe tefillin you can put on between gula and tefillah, but not talis. But again, on the other hand, he quotes others who disagree, but that's the process. Now, summarizing this point,
10 minutes later, should he pass a tefillah with zimur?
I think not. I don't remember, but again, you do see from Tosus the idea, at least according to the first opinion, it's so important to wear your talis during davening. Can even be mafsig in the gula tefillah, even though Tosus rejects that. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Gimel Alach Yeral, source 25, writes: Apo pishein adam mechuv liknos ol talis ulitzatik pa kadesh yaseh b'tzitzis. Even though technically says that I'm not mechuv to have a four corner garment to put tzitzis on, ein roi la adam chosid sheyiftar atzmo mitzvah. A pious person should not pat himself in this mitzvah. Ela la olam yishtadel yos ato pichsus hamechemes betzitzis kadesh shikai mitzvah. Like we do, go out of your way to get a four corner garment, so you'll be obligated to put tzitzis on. Ubishas hatfila tzarech lizar biyoser. The Rambam too says bishas hatfila have to be more careful. Gnai gadol hulo tamech chacham shpalav emen ematufim. Gnai gadol for tamech chacham dam without a talis. Where does it come from in davening? So it's interesting. I once came across, I printed here, the Meshech Chochma writes the following. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, I printed in source 26, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Parshas Lech Lecha. This is after Avraham Avinu came back from the battle, the civil war between the four kings and the five kings. Lot's taken prisoner, Avraham rescues him, and at the same time he rescues the people of Sodom, so he returns everything to the king of Sodom. So the king of Sodom offers, Avraham, you can keep all the loot, all the spoils. And Avraham says, no, I'm not taking anything from you. I don't want people to say, oh, the king of Sodom, that's who made Avraham wealthy. So what did Avraham say? I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking a string or shoelace from you. Nothing. So the Gemara says in Chulin 27, the very bottom of Pei Ches and Beis, going over to Pei Tes and Aleph. Amar Rava, Amar Rava, Bishar Shom Avraham Avinu Mechut Batzoch Nal. Zochu Bara was Tei Mitzvahs Chut Shol Tchelis Uritzul Shol Tfilin. He referred to a string and a strap. So therefore, his descendants, the Jewish people, were given the mitzvah of Tfilin, which is like the strap, and the mitzvah of Tzitzis is a string. Very nice. Now, so the Meshul Chochma points out, we know from the famous Gemara, verse 28, the famous Gemara in Brochas. 29. Version 28 is just the Rashi's the Echun Pei Tesam and Aleph. Again, he doesn't want to be Nene from the King of Stone, so you get the Mitzvah Tzitzis and so on. So we know a famous Goran Brachas Chav Vav Mebeis Tanya Kavas V'Yosu Rechina Avram Tikein Tzvilo Shachris. Avram instituted Shachris Shenemar Vayashkim Avram Aboka Amok Moshe Amot Shomeinam Yidot Tzvilo Shenemar Avram Pichos Vayfala. We know the famous Gemara says Avram instituted Shachris. The Tzvilos were instituted by the Avos. Shachris Minchemar were instituted by Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov respectively, according to that opinion. So therefore what? So it says the Meshach Chochma, not Pasuk and Lech Lecha, and Perek Yudalad there of Bereishis. And what Pasuk was it again? Pasuk, very good. Pasuk Chav Gimel says the Meshach Chochma bechulin b'schar she'amar Avraham Avinu mechut v'atzoch nal zochu bonos tei mitzvah zchut shal tcheles v'tzul shal tfilin v'yitokein shebetfilas shachris she'Avraham tikna kol Yisrael melubashim etfilin v'talas gadol mishum zeh. We wear talis and tefillin, which we got in the schus of Avram, dafka during the tefillah, which Avram was mistaken. Clever, okay, good. I don't make too big a fuss about it, but the nice Meshul Chochma that we're dafka makbid to wear talis and tefillin during shachris, because really, talis and tefillin don't have to do per se with shachris. We dafka do it during shachris, because the Gemara says that we got those two mitzvahs in the schus of Avram, so we wear it during Avram's tefillah. Fine. Now, again, we had the other reason, I printed it again, and the Shabura said that Avram brings in some Chavdala Tzivkot and Gimel. So it says the Zohar that another reason to wear tzitzis is because you made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmon. So all these reasons, who should wear a talis during davening, and all these reasons? Well, Lechora, everybody. Every male. I mean, women are part of them too. There's different reasons. The mitzvah says, on grandma. Whatever, anybody, lechor, anybody over bar mitzvah should wear a talis. In fact, the Gemara says in Erechand of Beis and Beis, source 32, Hakol chayoven betzitzis, everybody has to wear tzitzis. Every male has to wear tzitzis. Lasuya mayim. What do you mean, everybody? Lasuya kotel ayodei lesati. Even a kid, even a cotton who's of age, of chinuch, he knows how to wrap himself in a talis. Lesati. I'm not talking about talis cotton. Lesati. For him to wrap himself. The Tanya Kotamayo daily Sasiv Chayav Mitzitzis. A kid who's old enough has to wear tzitzis. And in fact, the Rambam Paskins that way. And it was tzitzis paragimo halacha tes, source 33. No shimon of Tanim Peturimina tzitzis mela Torah. We'll focus on a cotton. A cotton is certainly pot them in a raisa. However, we did very sofim. Shakol cotton shadeli Sasiv Chayav Mitzitzis kidda lechanachom mitzvahs. This is an example of chinuch. And then he goes on, and this is the famous Rambam that says you can volunteer to do a mitzvah, but you can't make the bracha. That's a side of old. Even a woman can volunteer, can't make a bracha. Fine. Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way as well. Or Chaim Simon Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. Cotton Ayodei Elisate. Ovim Tzarech Lekachot Tzitzit Lekhanchu. A kid's old enough to wear a talis, the father should train him to do it. Now he explains with you.
That the cotton himself is
chayav. Yes, so that's the old machlokes. Who is the mitzvah chinuch? Is it on a kid? Is it on a father? Not our topic now. But bottom line is, and we seem to be talking about a talis. And the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Zayin of Gimel, cutting the Masad, all the Tzarek Likach, all Tzitzis, and Chanukov, and Ramo Ed, the Dafka, Kshirdei Lato, Shnei Tzitzis, Lefono, Vushayim Lachar, he knows how to put the talis on the right way. You see a lot of adults sometimes, they wear like a scarf, or a shawl, prayer shawl, you know, with everything in the front. So the kid has to know to put the two strings in the front, two strings in the back. But once he does, you have to wear it. Now the Mishnah Brura comments here, astounding the Shemura, and everyone's always choshesh to the Shemura, no? So here, look at this. Simon Yud Zayin, Sivkot Yud, source 35. This whole discussion that it's about the father, you're not really chayav, the father should train him, that's talking about a kid who's not 13 yet, not bar mitzvah, fine. But if a kid 13 or above, chayav b'tzitzis kigadol. Your chayav and tzitzis of tau is the same as an adult. You are an adult, you are a gadol. So Mishabur says it's astounding. But what's going on here? I mean, he was obviously aware of the fact that many people don't wear tzitzis after the bar mitzvah to get married, but he says not so. So he quoted, right, in his community too. So he says, Omasha Kasa Bidrashas Maharil. He refers to a drasha Maharil, Bilchas Nisuan, Shanoagin Shagam Naarim Gedolim Ein Mizatrim Mitzitzis. The Maharil refers to a practice right in his time that older teens, over bar mitzvah, do not wear tzitzis, talis, ad shenosim and noshim to get married, and have a smicha. Smicha is a part of a juxtaposition. Some chulahan, that posuk in parshas kiseitze, that we read before, printed before, source number two. Gedilin tasalach al arba kampos kusra, asher techaseba. So the very next posuk gimel, says, ki yikach ish isha. So on the basis of that juxtaposition between a reference to the mitzvah of tzitzis and ki yikach ish isha, says the Maharil, that's the makor that the mitzvah of tzitzis isn't in full effect until you get married. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah, with all due respect, he says again, Mashakasa Bedroshas of Maharil, Bilchas Nisuin, Shenoagin Shagam Narim Gedolim, even older youths, Shainis Atzitz Achenos of Nashim, Samcho and Akor, the Chsid Dilm Tasalacha, the Samach, next to that is Kikach Ishisha, who Dover Tamua. Let's be honest, it's just an astonishing lemur. There's no such story, there's no such
story. Only Akronim would say that already.
Yeah, well, Mishabura says, the Ad Shalo Yisa Isha, Yeh Yoshev, who bought them, it's a Sittis? Question mark, exclamation point. Until he gets married, you know, 10 years or more, he should be bought them, it's a Sittis. So, again, I'm sure the Mishabura has deep respect for the Maharil, but he says a very astounding drasha. But that was the practice. The Mishabura doesn't seem to be in favor of it. Now the Maharil, I printed the Maharil for you here, in source 36. The Maharil is in Hilchos Nisuin. So he quotes from the Maharak, somebody else, one of his comments. I don't know if he said Alacha, but he acknowledged there was, let's look. He acknowledged there was such a practice. It comes in incidentally in the Maharil. It's an incidental comment. He says,
who's the Maharak?
I'm not sure, also in that time. Klausner, maybe, I'm not sure. He says, Habdiya Bovda Shabachar Aisi Venasasi Grusha. I was a Bachar, I married a divorcee, fine. The Takanti Talis Chodosh Venisuin. And I got a new Talis for my wedding. But it's a Tafti Bo Mikodim Venisuin Beshavuos, the Kavan Arego. Interesting question. Guy got a new Talis. So when should you put it on first? So apparently this gentleman got married right after Shavuos. He thought, Chiantif. He's getting married right at the Shavuos, right after the Sphere, right? He's going to get married. So, but if he had the new talis already, the Shver got on the talis already before. So let me put it on already for Yontif, the Shavuos, you know, so he put it on for Shavuos. Ki amarti, me'achar shehu galti b'vnus acherim lilbos tzitzis me'yom shenah sisi bar mitzvah, because I, write this person, I grew up in communities where we wore tzitzis talis already after bar mitzvah. Ve'lo nahalti be'eretz malalati be'rainos shenoagim shegam ne'arim gedolet emisatim v'tzitzis. I did not follow the practice in Rhineland, okay, in the Rhineland, that's the Meg, was not to wear the tzitzis until they got older. Achenos and Isha. So here it is. That's the drosha. So I did like the other places, and I thought that covered regal takes a precedent for the Maharil rights. At the end, he quotes the Maharil Tavari Segal, that's the Maharil. Maharil, his name is Yaakov, the Lamed is for Levi, it was a Levi, Mari Levi. Mariakov Alevi, Molin, Levi, so that's why he's sometimes called Marie Segal. Segal, Segal, lots of Segals, a Levian, because Segal is Rosh Hashanah, Skan LaKohen, an assistant to the Kohen. So, Skan LaKohen, an assistant to the Kohen, it's called a Levi, right? So, anyway, Amar, Marie Segal, the Shalok Kadina Sisi, the Yom Chasana, Odif Legabe Bocha Mikol Regla. Here, Yaakov, the day of the Chasana is more of a Chosh of a day than even the Yom Tovim. So, he should have saved the palace. Okay, but Mamela, what do you see from here? That was a minute in those countries. The Tashbait, source 37, Simon Tov Samach Beis, also quotes this minig. These are early, those are late Mishonim. We're already quoting this minig as a prominent minig. That's already the you know, boys over bar mitzvah did not wear talis until they got married. Look where the Tashbits, right?
In
I don't know exactly what's where.
Must not be.
No, I guess not. We're not in that part of it. Anyway, Mashenosne, look at 37. Mashenosne or Godin Lekala. La Rosh Mekhaim, it's a tzid, the Steve Bilan Tasaracha, the Samach Hakikach Yishim. Nearly, Shemikan Samchu Bezeh HaMalchus, so Ashkenaz. From that, it's the hour in this land of Ashkenaz. Shalol Isakti Betitis Adlach HaNisun. Okay, and the same thing, same drosha. The Tashbeit has it. The Rokeach may reference it. Look carefully to see why it may reference it. 38, Simon Shin Nun Gimel in the Rokeach. Motsosi Kosub Kuntrasin. I found in some writings, you know, some notes or whatever. Where did the minute come from to give a chosin a talis for his wedding? Same drosha. So it may even be in the rokeach, who's earlier, by the balayatosis. Now you have the maharil, you have the tashbeits, maybe you have the rokeach. Now is pala, certainly maybe, because if you take a look, we don't have it here, I forgot to bring it, the rush. You know, there's a perish harosh al Torah that's printed in some edition of Hadas Kanan. Other song I have at home, I forgot to bring it. But the rush here in Dvarim, in Parshan Kisetze, Kof Beis Yud Beis, he seems to understand that's not what the means. He's not talking about that rokeach. It doesn't comment on rokeach. But he said, yeah, there is a minute for the talis, to give the chos and the talis. Not because he wasn't wearing a talis till now. That's all the talis which you wear, the chuppah, the talis of the chuppah. They either use it for a chuppah or like the yekkes do today, they both are on the side of them also. The chosin and kala stand under one talis. That is the chuppah. Right? They use it as that. So there's not, that's why I said the rokech may not be talking about this practice. That smichas haparshias between gilim tasalacha and
he wants to do with the chasana.
Right, it may be referring to the chasana. You get a talis as per the chuppah, something like that. That doesn't mean to say that till you get back, don't wear a talis in your daven. So it may not be the greatest riot. It's interesting, the more of tia, so Yaakov Emden, and Simon Yud Zayin, it's not on the sheets, but I'll read to you and we'll wrap up momentarily. He says, Kosu Bishar Kazil, Avin Ben Yud Gimel Chai Bertizu Gadol, Kigadol, Kesak Dolo, which is on Sargon, says, all the 13, you have to wear tzitzis, what's the issue? And he says, that which the Maharil writes, so he writes, Hudavar Tamur, so here you have an earlier source. So we said, this wasn't Mishnah Berurah, it wasn't the first one to raise this question, and Kesak Dolo raised it, okay, and really that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoted, quoting Yaakov Emden quotes it. However, he doesn't agree. Rabbi Yaakov Emden tries to defend, I guess, the practice where he was too. Nirchak b'chinam ki kavonas maril pshuta. Of course, you have to wear a talis cotton. Even a kid over bar mitzvah. We're only talking about here the talis gadol. V'chein hu adayin minig bein Ashkenazim. That's the only. We're not talking about the cotton shouldn't wear it. Then the bar mitzvah boy shouldn't wear tzitzis. You know, we call arba kafas a talis cotton. No, it's talking about the talis gadol. Okay, and he brings a possible raya from a Gemara in Kiddushin. Okay, he says, the Gemara in Kiddushin, I printed on the page. Look back at the sheets now, 39, last page. Kof Tes Amud Beis in Kiddushin. Mishtabach le Rav Chista, Rav Huna, B'Rav Hamnuna, D'Arim Gadolu. Rav Chista used to tell Rav Huna about Rav Hamnuna, what a big Arim Gadolu, a great Talmud Chacham he was. So he said, oh yeah, Amalei, Kishiyavalech, Avayelei, Eliyadi. Next time he comes to town, bring him over. What I mean? He told me such a great Talmud Chacham. Bring him over. Okay. So Kiyosa, next time, this is again, Kiddushin Chof Tesson Beis. Next time he came, Chazia de lo Paris Sudra. He noticed, the Rav Huna noticed that the Rav Hamnuna was not wearing a Sudra. Rashi explains, source 40, Kiddushin Chof Tesson Beis, de lo Paris Sudra, Kedera Hanesuan, Sharegilin Lachasos Roshan. It was a practice that someone was married covered his head with a certain type of a hat or a scarf or a kerchief or something. That was the practice. That's and he what, noticed.
That means everybody else wore a yarmulke.
I don't know. He had a bigger yarmulke. A bigger haircut.
Winter they didn't wear hats?
I don't know. Don't think about black hats. But anyway, it says a different discussion. But so that's what he said. He noticed it. So he asked him, my time of a princess sutra. So Rav Huna asked Rav Hamnuna, why don't you wear the regular type of hat? I'm a lay. I'm not married yet. That's why. So he turned around, don't come back until you get married. It was time for you to get married. You're old enough, go get married. Okay, whatever the story is. So, yeah, time for you to get married. You get married, you're old enough.
I don't want to look at you not wearing what you should.
Maybe.
So, when you're married, there won't be any shots.
But the Mishnah Berurah writes, and based on this, in source 41, Simon Ches at the very end of Sichot, now the Mogan Avraham says it too, look at 40. Mashma b'gemara, shebocher lo haya mechasa rosha b'talas afilu tamachachem. That a bocher would not what? Cover his head with a talus. Oh. So it's interesting, many people that pull the talus or talus he looked up before by pull the talus over the head, the Shon Esrei, or some people at the Baruch Hu, or some people at the whole Davin, whatever the Minhagim are, okay? But not a Mary, a bocher shouldn't do it. So says the, going back now to Yaakov Emden in the North Tier, there in Simon Yud Zayin, so he says, that Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say, you know, you don't cover. So maybe that's a mukkah for not wearing a talus at all. It's a little bit far-fetched, because maybe that's only be a mukkah for what? Not covering your head with a talus, but to wear it. He says, copy a riot, it's a little bit of a riot, and so on and so forth. And after all, he says, lo matzino chiv talus refush, afilu b'shev sholi shomomot. So let's be honest for a second. Where did this whole thing come from? We saw the Rambam said it, and we had a remez, you know, from Zohar, that we're in Kriya Shema. But where does it say, anyway, specifically, oh, you have to hear a talus? It doesn't say, you know, when you daven. It doesn't say that exactly anywhere. It's recommended. It's a drash from a Zohar. It's a nice remozim. But anyway, it's not out by chiyah. So Mamela, we don't take a big deal. Oh, as soon as you become bar mitzvah, you have to do it. In other words, it's not such a... You have to wear a tzitzis, the talus cotton, for sure. But to put an extra talus, what we call the talus gadol on, for davening, no, he says, lo matzino chiyav talus gadol mefurish, afilu mishiyesha yishoma. Even a guy is married. What did he say exactly? We saw a nice thing. So he says, kol shekein shein la'at techov al anarm, shein la'am adayin me'umah shalem, because you have to spend money, and he's a poor kid, but he can't afford it, and so on and so forth. So he says, no. And then he mentions also that tzibor has talesim, and that they tell anyone who wants can wear it, and so on. It's a dinner kavod, it's not really a chiyav. So the Rambam defends the practice on that basis, that it's not really necessary. Anyway, it's a nice thing to have the talus. It's not an absolute chiyav. We don't make a big deal about it. And somehow when you're married, you're more independent. You can afford to buy. You have your own money. What, a little kid doesn't have any money, so you don't have to go and ask the parents. But it's not an absolute chiyav, he says. And that's his defense of it. That's his defense. Okay, I'm not, yeah, that makes some certain amount of sense.
Well, that's the father's buying.
Okay, that's true. Yes, right. He's buying an iPod or whatever it is, for $1,000 or $100. You can get him a talus too. You're right. But in those days, probably that wasn't the case. They had enough food. But I think that's the limud chus, so to speak, that the Yaakov Emden has in our practice, or most Ashkenazim, not the Yekis, but most Ashkenazim's practice. By the way, in the Nefesh HaRav, I'm not mistaken, Rav Shachter quotes that the Rav, when his son, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, he became bar mitzvah, he got him a talus. Uh-huh. Even though it was not a yakin, so that's the plush pshat, that's the thing. The simple pshat is like that. Then the Shabbos says, what do you mean, shouldn't we have a talus? So the Yaakov Emden says, okay, we have one limud chus. There is another limud chus that I don't pretend to understand fully. We'll wrap up. Huh? Oh. Okay. There's a sefer called Darkei Chaim B'Shalom, which is a collection of Hagen Lebeis Munkach. So the Munkach from the Minchas Aluzer, so there in Oslam and Zion, he says, Bachurim Kodem Nisiyasam Lorem Isatman Beis Midrash B'Talos Gadol. But the Munkach Chassidim, boys before Bar Mitzvah, did not wear Talos Gadol. However, Avalim Ira Shebo Bachurim Meglila Elyon Vashkenaz, but if someone came to his Beis Midrash from a town or from Germany or the Yekas, whatever, who did, Lo Micha B'Yadam L'Shanas Min Hagman Ispal B'Talos Gadol. He didn't tell them how to take it off, and he left them alone. In the footnote, it refers here to a comment from the forebearer of the Minchas Aluzer, the Bnei Yisosra. So again, I don't claim to understand it. Bnei Yisosra says the following in Mamari Chodesh Tishrei, Mamar Yud Gimel, at the end of Os Beis. He quotes that there's something about the talus that it generates. He's talking about Simchas Torah, and Simchas Torah, there's a certain light that flows from Simcha. I don't fully understand it, but he says. Somebody's not married, he says, Lafima Shakasad Raga Smukha Tovin, Dine Inyan Ha'ituf, when you wrap yourself in a talus, Moral or Makif, some type of light, divine type of light that envelops you, Vaha Or Hahu Bamin Simcha. That light is only generated upon somebody who is besimcha. Simcha shomisha. Ah, so ashar below isha, ashar below simcha, simcha slave isha. So the Bnei Sosa quotes two gemaras. I printed on the page 42. The gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis on Aleph. Simcha slave isha. Believe it or not, it says the greatest simcha in a person's heart is to have a wife. And the famous gemara that Rav Shusha is referred to in Yevamah Samach Beis on the Beis, Amr Tamchum Amr Chani Loi, source 43, Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha Shor Belo Simcha Belo Brocha Belo Tov Belo Simcha Tzvin B'Samach Tatov Eisecha. Simcha is when you have a household. Okay, so therefore, on this Kabbalistic level, somehow, the talus, wrapping yourself in a talus, represents a certain type of divine light. Okay, whatever exactly that means. I think in the, if I'm not mistaken, just one of me, the, you know, the Siddur? I think in the Hirotzon, that the before talis. Yeah, but doesn't it say something about or a tzitzis or a talis?
And that's right afterwards.
At the end. Oh,
my husband's name is on.
Oh, you quote the pasuk. That's what you call me korchai ba'orcha nira or. Yeah, that's what it is. You're right. Okay. Okay. Whatever. But there's something about light
before it's not on
Avshi. Yeah.
No. So some say it means distraction.
Right.
From outside, around you.
Yeah.
But you have a talis over here.
Right. So somehow I don't know, but somehow the tzitzis represents or. This or is only shining upon someone's full of the simcha. When you're not married, you're not full of the simcha yet. So that's another reason waiting to get married. I just want to say, al derech hadrush, but maybe as good as any other drush, we find the din in the Shulchan Aruch in the source 44, it's Simon Tov Kuf Pei Ala Sival, the very beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, when they're talking about who should be fit to serve as a chazan for Yom Neroim and for Slichas. So there are more rights, source 44, Yidakti Gulasar Hashutzi by Yosef Hagun by Yosef Gori, get the best chazan, fine. Goyoser Gadol B'Tahar Ma'aseh Ma'aseh, the best Talmud Chacham, whatever, it does good deeds, they can find, to daven Shispal Slichas Yom Neroim, V'Shiyeh Ben Shoshim Shamshu 30, V'Gam Shiyeh Nosoy. Ramot Pasen is preferable that the Chazan Yom Neroim should be someone who is married. Why? Who cares? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Kohen Gimel, well, first of all, it's Dumi the Kohen Gadol. Like the beginning of Yuma, the first Mishnah Yuma, the Kohen Gadol ought to be married, right? V'Chipir Bado, Vad Beso. They would have even a backup wife. Remember that the Mishnah Berurah refers to that here. But he says something else as well. V'shetia lo isho l'shomro min hachet. Your wife keeps you away from chet, chatoim. You know, people have drives and desires and losa surah kalavach, but your wife fulfills you, so you stay away from certain distractions that are bad. So the wife keeps you away from chatoim. Very nice. So I just wanted to note that perhaps the idea is that since we said that, so now what do we see from this? That a chazan has to be, Shliach Tzibur has to be married, preferably. So Mela, what did we learn before? We saw that the source for the wrapping of the talis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'atev K'Shliach Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself, so when you wrap yourself in the talis, you're recalling the notion of Shliach Tzibur. Well, Shliach Tzibur is supposed to be married, at least for the Shliach Tzibur Yom Neroim. So Mela, maybe we don't wear talis till you're married, because it keeps you away from Chat, the wife protects you from a chait, and that enables you to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the wrapping of the talis. Anyway, just another possible suggestion to me, Malamed Tzvos and Hizminik, that when you're a bocher, so you tend to do more averas, and you know, it's harder to, you know, picture yourself as being similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that HaShem
Baruch Hu. He needs the talis more.
There are other reasons, but here, somehow, anyway, it's a, perhaps just a suggestion. It's interesting. I'll just close. I forgot to mention, I'll say it now because it's late for the Kasha Glover going there. Let's see. Talks about why there's a different attack between Talos Kotna and Talos Gadol based on a psukim, because it says, what pasuk is juxtaposed to Kikach Ishishur? Gedilim Tazalcha Halaba Kamfus Kosha Techase. The type of garment you completely cover yourself with as opposed to regular tits. But anyway, but I just want to end this day, Chemed, in Marechas Chosin Vakala, Sifas Dinim, Os Yud Aleph writes that. That's the, you know, he's a Sardi. Okay, so he, their boys wear talis already after Bar Mitzvah. You know, before Bar Mitzvah and for Chinuch. But he says maybe the Minig Ashkenaz, that's why the custom is that the Kala's family buys the talis. Because she's the one who causes him to have to wear talis. So he says that since, because of her, he now has to get a talis. So therefore, the minute developed, the tak is one of the things that the bride brings into the package, so to speak, the talis. I was just thinking, maybe that's why the Chosin's family always buys the lector, because most women don't light candles. So they get married, so maybe that's why. But in any event, this is all this interesting din. The bottom line is, it remains a little bit schwer, as I always told people. I remember the first time somebody asked me, how come the Sardin, the boys wear talis after the bar mitzvah, so they said the kasha is not on them. The kasha is on us. Why we don't, and the yekas of course do, but at least we have a few things, whether it has to do with this mystical light that the Beis also talks about, or the Akamem says not such a big chiyuv anyway, so somehow they can't afford it, or my suggestion has to do somehow with the Shliach Tzibur connection. Maybe we have some of the
mitzvahs. Now we have so many people from different communities always coming together. So a guy wants to wear talis, would we tell him not to?
No, that's why I thought that Michal Soloza says that even though in his base medrash, they quoted his minhag.
Well, staying here, we have
to. Yeah, for sure. Right, absolutely. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.